This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We have to talk about the Patriots, who have now won six straight games after rolling to a 36-13 win over the Titans. After the game, Bill Belichick was asked about the identity of his team. He answered, winning. Love it or fade it, Chelsea, the Patriots are the team to beat in the AFC.
Well, I love the argument, but I don't love it. Like, here we go again. The Patriots are going to have a good team again. Like, the Patriots fans, like, at some point, I think they need to know what it feels like to lose in this, you know, century, because it feels like forever since they've been bad. But, yeah, it's the Patriots in the AFC, and just almost by default, because nobody else is stepping up and really claiming that title. And once it was the Bengals that looked like it, and maybe they still are, but they haven't really proven to me that they can be consistently good. And that's the thing about the Patriots, how consistent they have been, because they haven't really, you know, been lighting the place on fire with their offense in all games. Most recently, yes, but their defense deserves some credit too. And we talked about it. Their defense leads the NFL in interceptions. So I think when you're going against good quarterbacks in the playoffs, that is going to be the X factor, the defense, the way that they get pressure on opposing quarterbacks with Matt Judon, who continues to talk trash, but also continues to back it up. So yeah, the Patriots are the best team in the AFC, even though I absolutely hate it.
I love it. I'm sorry you hate it, Chelsea, but facts are facts. No one is playing better than the New England Patriots in all of football. Forget about the AFC. I'm not saying they're the best team in the NFL, but they are the best team in the AFC, winning six straight, doing it with defense. Mac Jones looks like a cagey veteran out there, making smart decisions, hell of an arm. There's no reason not to love what the Patriots are doing, and you know it's no joke because they have a Hall of Fame head coach leading them. He's right. Winning. Maybe it's not the sexiest soundbite, but it's the truth. The Patriots just keep getting it done week after week after week. And I'm going to say it. I'm kind of getting jonesy for a Bucks-Patriots Super Bowl. How big would the hype be around that game? I know that's looking ahead in a big way. But right now, yes, Patriots are the best team in the AFC. Fact.
Well, for the record, Jenks, Football Outsiders does agree with you with their latest projections. They have the Bucks as the most likely team to make the Super Bowl out of the NFC, and the Patriots is the most likely to make the Super Bowl out of the AFC. A Tom Brady-Patriots matchup in the Super Bowl would be unreal, and I am loving this personally. However, I am fading it because I do still think it is the Buffalo Bills. They have a front runner for MVP. They have an elite defense. I know now they're losing playmakers on that side of the ball, which is a concern. But until proven otherwise, I still believe it's the Bills. However, we are fortunate because on Monday night, next a week from today, we are going to see the Patriots take on the Bills in Orchard Park, and we will find out for certain who the team to beat in the AFC is. Whether it's the Patriots or the Bills, look, headlines have the Patriots getting 3 points there, which I think the market's telling you with home field advantage built in, these teams are about even. I think it's going to be a thriller, and that's must-see television because I do think it's the two best teams in the AFC right now. Well, after the Bengals,
who's the Bills' best win? The Chiefs? Like the Bills?
What's the Patriots' best win?
I mean,
we could do that argument for both teams. Patriots beat the hell out of a bunch of bad teams on this streak. Like, neither team has a good win. There's not really a team in the NFL that's hanging a signature win.
The Bills, five of their wins have come against backup quarterbacks. Like, I just don't believe it. And most of those wins haven't even come, you know, in big ways. So I know the numbers favor the Bills, but I just am not a strong believer. For me, it's the Patriots just because they can get some pressure on opposing quarterbacks.
I get that argument, Chelsea, but like the devil's advocate side of it is the Patriots, you could say almost the exact same thing. They faced a dead Titans team. They faced a Jets team that was, you know, was it still Mike White then? They made Sam Darnold see ghosts. Like, they haven't beaten anyone. But they are 8-4. I think these are still the two best teams. Like, if that's the route we want to go, then maybe there isn't a team to beat in the AFC. Well, after the Bengals 41-10 rout of the Steelers, Bengals cornerback Mike Hilton says there is a changing of the guard in the AFC North. So love it or fade it, Jenks, you also see the future in this rivalry favors the Bengals.
Love it. The Steelers are old. Big Ben is old. Now, this is a quarterback-driven league, and we know that. Who is up next for the Pittsburgh Steelers at quarterback? Yeah, dead silence. Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins, who's probably on his phone right now instead of studying the playbook. They don't have anyone behind Big Ben. And look at that Bengals offense, the talent they have amassed, young talent, between Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Joe Mixon, who was a monster yesterday. And they have an average to okay defense. The Steelers are old and rickety, and yes, they have a stud running back in Najee Harris, and they have some great players on defense. But overall, you've got to have a quarterback to lead you forward. The Steelers have no one. They have no one. They're going to have to draft or bring in someone. And until that happens, that's going to take a few years to develop. The Bengals have a decided edge. They're younger. They're fresher. Their time is now. They're only going to get better. This is absolutely a fact. I love it.
Yeah, especially because the Steelers, a team that has been atop those standings for a long time, you're right. It looks like Big Ben is 100 years old, and he has every ailment in the book that is crippling him once again. So for me, yeah, it looks like the Bengals are the future because of that core being so young, and they're a good core at that. Everybody brings up Joe Burrow, but look at what Joe Mixon has done the past two games. Over 100 yard rushing in each of the last two games, and 165 yards rushing against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that is usually the more dependable way, I feel like, to gauge an offense if you really establish that run. So there's less pressure on Joe Burrow. And by the way, Joe Burrow has an excellent wide receiver one in Ja'Marr Chase for a long time. So the fact that the Steelers are down, and because of the Ravens just piling up on the injuries, I think it probably is the Bengals for me in that division. And who knows what's going on with the Browns?
Yeah, look, I'm going to love this as well. And I'll tell you what, if you're the Browns or the Steelers or any other team that has some questions starting to pop up at the quarterback position, you might be out of luck next year because there's no real free agent. I don't think anybody's getting traded. And boy, if you want to sell yourself on Kenny Pickett, I got a bridge for you too. Because look, there's not really a quarterback coming out of the draft. So yeah, I think the teams like the Bengals that are cemented at the quarterback position right now have a huge advantage going at least another year, because teams that don't have a quarterback, I just don't see how you solve that problem this coming offseason with the barren landscape of college football QBs and then the fact that kind of everybody in the NFL is locked up. Speaking of quarterbacks in the NFL, Jalen Hurts threw three interceptions and a loss to the Giants. So love it or fade it, Chelsea, this is why you can't trust the Eagles to make the playoffs despite having the easiest remaining schedule in the NFL.
Well, you had me at you can't trust the Eagles. Facts. I don't ever trust the Eagles. They're number two on my no bet list rankings, because every time you think the Eagles are gaining some momentum and they have, you know, some inkling of hope on their offense, because they did entering this game, it looked like they had found something in their offense. And then they lay an egg to the Giants, a divisional foe that's not very good. So that's the case for me and the Eagles. I can't trust them to do anything, because every time they get my hopes up, they lay an absolute egg. So anything there that is involved with trust and the Eagles, that's a no for me, dog.
I agree wholeheartedly. I love this. When are we going to get off the Eagles train? I don't know if it's Joe G's influence on this show. I don't know what it is. But can we get over the Eagles being a decent football team? They're 5-7. In their last six games, they've lost to the Raiders, whipped the Lions, lost to the Chargers, beat the Broncos and Saints, lost to the G-Men. This is not a great football team. Jalen Hurts didn't just throw three picks yesterday. He threw some bad interceptions. I mean, he looked awful. And they whipped up on the Saints. He rushed for three touchdowns. We thought, here come the Eagles. I'm over it. They're 5-7. Jalen Hurts is inconsistent. They're not a great football team. So I love it. I don't trust these guys at all.
You know, it's tough because I don't trust the Eagles to make the playoffs, so I will love this. But I still think they might make the playoffs because, like, look at the NFC East. The NFC least is back. Like, the Cowboys just look kind of weird. I don't know. I can't trust the Cowboys right now. They're losing games in very strange ways. Either the defense can't buy a stop or the offense looks kind of broken week in, week out. You can't figure out what's going to happen with the Cowboys. The Eagles, losing to the Giants is very odd. I was on the Giants yesterday, but like, this whole division is just, it feels like that circus again where Washington is going to win games they shouldn't and then lose games they should. And then the rest of the teams are also going to do the same thing. So, like, I don't trust anybody in the NFC East to make the playoffs, but somebody has to. And it may end up being the Eagles just because, like, Sirianni, remembered he has running backs and somehow, like, they're going to get over a hump. But no, hell no, I don't trust them. That's an outrageous question, especially with Nick Sirianni being like the first-year play caller and spending the first 10 games of his career forgetting you can run the football. How could I trust them?
I don't trust them one bit, not one bit. And four turnovers, by the way, by the Eagles. So that's what it took for the Giants to beat them. And by the way, there was all this talk about Jason Garrett getting fired and Freddie Kitchens coming in. Made no difference whatsoever. The only difference was that the Giants defense stepped up and the Eagles turned over the football, but it's not like New York stepped up on offense and Danny Dimes had a great game or anything.
I still trust the Cowboys more, though. Like, we talk about a bad division. I still think the Cowboys are more trustworthy.
Yeah, it's the Cowboys are the most trustworthy, and then three teams, and you never know what to expect. Even the Cowboys have been inconsistent.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.